BlakeRadio.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, hello there. Welcome to my world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We try to spend some time over the weekend looking over your list of priorities and what is important in the news and try to make a little common sense out of it all. Have some fun doing so as we go through it. Got a good show today, by the way. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to talk about statins. If you young folks don't know what statins are, if you're over about 50 or 55, you take statins to keep your cholesterol level down. But there have been more and more surveys out about how statins can actually cause some problems. I take statins, been doing it for many, many years. Sometimes I don't feel too good, got arthritis. Does statins play a role in that? We'll talk to a prominent physician about that very issue. Then the top of the hour, next hour, our old friend Van Mayhaw joins us. He is a scholar of the Bible, a Christian scholar, gone back over and looked at Judas, the role of Judas in his first blockbuster novel, Judas the Apostle. Got a new one out, The Last Centurion. We'll talk to Van about that then. But we got so much to cover, and I hope you can spend a couple hours with me as we sit back and make a little common sense out of the world today. Front page of the New York Times today, an issue about all of the loved ones who had died, all the people who had died out in that terrible crash in Darlington, Washington. And they're finding these in the mud, you know, little tidbits of information that relate to the people, whether it be a glass, whether it be a ring, whether it be a little doll of some kind. And it's just heartbreaking to see what happened. All those folks just thinking everything is fine, and then the landslide just collapses on them. I don't know how many people will die. I think they found 12 dead so far, but they have about 50 or 60 missing. A terrible, terrible situation out there. Got me thinking about gathering possessions, stuff. You like to gather stuff? I do. I'm a collector of things. I collect books. I collect cufflinks. I collect little bears. I like polar bears and brown bears. Sometimes they're porcelain. They're made out of wax. They're made of rubber. Anywhere I go to any knick-knack shop, I always look for little bears. I just like to collect all kinds of things. Some people don't. Some people do. I went to a flea market here recently and saw some of the various objects. They're amazing what you see at flea markets. You know, I saw varsity letter jackets, rotary phones, old typewriters, fur blankets, old ties. You look at some of the ties that go back 50 years. Cowboy boots, butterflies pinned to cardboard and framed. I bought a Crystal Eiffel Tower. My granddaughter went to France not too long ago. A blue guitar. How about that? A blue guitar. It's interesting. I read somewhere that the average U.S. household has about 300,000 things, from paper clips to ironing boards, you name it. And get this here. This is interesting. U.S. children make up 3.7% of the planet, but have 47% of all toys and children's books. Isn't that interesting? We got half of all toys and children's books would make up 3.7% of the planet. We can afford to do so. And again, there's nothing wrong with gathering things. And I think it's important. I like to do it. It helps me recall departed loved ones. I have cufflinks, for example, a good collection of cufflinks. I haven't bought a cufflink in 30 or 40 years. But I have cufflinks that my dad, when he passed away, I wanted to keep his cufflinks. When I go out on special occasions, I wear my father's cufflinks. I lost a brother going on 2 years ago. I took a couple of pairs of his cufflinks. My father-in-law, when he died, I had a great collection of so many things, and the one thing I asked for was a pair of his cufflinks. So those bring back memories. It helps you relate to the past, and I think it's great, too. How about books? You collect books? I saw somebody said, well, you're just trying to show someone how intellectual you are when you buy books. I've never thrown a book away. Now, I've given a lot of books away, but I've never gotten rid of a book other than giving one to friends who wanted to read something out of the book. I was very fortunate. When I was at the University of North Carolina back in the 1960s, I had an athletic scholarship, and they paid for my room and board tuition. They paid for my books. Well, I guess I took some liberties on this. I could buy a paperback book that would deteriorate in some period of time, or I could buy the hardback. I always bought the hardback, and I never threw them away. And I have today in my home many, many books that I bought for courses there. I've got the works of Aristotle and Plato and great English novels, Dickens, a number of Dickens books. I was an English major. Still have those books. They're hardbound, wonderful shape, and I don't want to ever let them go. So now you can say, well, you can look at a book collection and tell whether the person's a serious reader. If they're just some of the trashy books you see in restaurants or in offices that obviously have no symmetry to them, no order, they're just kind of bought at used bookstores for the sake of putting up on the shelf, then that's just for show. Also, I think you go into some of these homes of people who can afford them, and they've got nothing but leather-bound books. Well, again, that's for show. Now, I do have a lot of leather-bound books. My father was a book collector. And I probably have a collection of 500-600 really fine leather-bound books, an expensive collection. I could sell those for a lot of money. I'm never going to sell them. I hope my kids keep them. I don't know about that. You know, you get into your children hanging on to your stuff, if you will, that becomes an old story. Most of you listeners know that I'm from down in the deep south, down in Louisiana. My home was Faraday, Louisiana, north of Natchez, Mississippi. Had an old plantation home up there, and I collected all kinds of antiques with my wife. And when we moved to Baton Rouge, when I became a public official, the Secretary of State, we downsized just to live in a smaller house. We didn't have the big 16-foot ceilings and the great big rooms you had in the country plantation. But I wasn't going to let these old pieces go. Many were original to the home itself. And so I just knew my children were going to take these antiques and love them like I have over the years. I've got a warehouse where I live, close to where we broadcast from, in my home of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And it's filled full of antiques of various kinds, some valuable, some just memorable. You can have valuable things. Maybe valuable things can be memorable, but I've got a lot of memorable pieces that nobody likes except me. Got a great three-quarter-size piano. Doesn't play. And it was built in 1845, I believe. Well, you couldn't get a piano tuner to retune that piano. Anybody knows how to tune an 1845 three-quarters piano, please email me and let me know how I can get it fixed. They tell me I'd have to completely strip, just take all the guts out of it, restring the whole piano. And I may do that one day. I love this old piano, great big boxy-looking piano. And even I save all these things from my books to my collection of bears to my antiques. And none of my kids care a bit about it. I've got a daughter who lives in New York who has very modern taste. The walls are all white. They look kind of sterile to me, but they fit in very well in Tribeca in New York City. Got a daughter out in the West Coast that likes more mountainy type furniture, a lot of wood emphasis, doesn't like the southern stuff at all. She'll never take anything. Got a daughter in Baton Rouge that's somewhat interested. She may take a few things, but I don't think there's going to be a lot there. So I guess I'll have to maybe – I'm not going to have a yard sale. I want to keep all these things. When you go to have a yard sale and put the value to it, I don't think it's all the worth all the effort. But still, I'm a stuff collector, and I guess you've all got stories about your particular stuff. What would you do with some of the stuff at some point in time and what you like to collect? But to say, I'm a flea market guy. I'm an antique guy. I love to deal through all those items and hang on to them. And I guess when I die, there'll be some big yard sale selling all the Jim Brown stuff. I've already put it in my will. I want to keep my website up because I want people there to be able to kind of remember me and look at some of the columns I wrote. So if you want to buy some of my stuff, we'll put it on the website. Hey, Jim Brown. My website, by the way, is www.jimbrownusa.com. That's JimBrownUSA.com. Take a look. You'll have some fun. My weekly column. Lots of things I put up there. You're going to come back and talk a lot more, particularly about statins on the Jim Brown Show. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved Fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We've talked a lot on this program about disasters, about hurricanes that take place along the Gulf Coast, the East Coast, Hurricane Sandy, about the tornadoes, the devastating floods, the mudslides, the brush fires. There's been so many devastating, catastrophic events that's happened in this country in the past 2 years, more so than any time in our history, quite frankly. And so rather than try to address the bigger issue of what to do for the whole country, congressmen kind of get together and look out for their own backyards, and I can understand that. That's what they're elected to do. But they were giving high fives in Washington, D.C. last week over the national flood program. Now, this is important to folks out in California, you listeners out in Banning, California, all you folks on the East Coast going up to Atlantic City, particularly WENJ and WPGG up in Atlantic City, you New York listeners, WBNJ. I can go over a list of a lot of our stations up and down the East and West Coast, and certainly the Gulf Coast where I live, that have a great interest in flood protection because of what happened with recent hurricanes. Well, there's a federal flood act. You folks in the Midwest may not be aware of this. You should be, because you're part, in my opinion, of the comprehensive solution that needs to take place. What's happened was Congress some years back passed the National Flood Program. Insurance companies were getting burned on the flood insurance. The test is, did the water come from the sky down or from the ground up? If it comes from the ground up, it's flood, and your insurance policy, if you live along a coastline, doesn't cover for that kind of flood. So it just became so expensive, so the federal government quite frankly made a mistake. Rather than working with each state and putting together a private-public partnership like they should have done, the government says we're going to bail everybody out. We'll handle the flood program. We'll charge very low rates, and if you get flooded out, we'll just pay for you. I'll tell you, down where I live, some people have gotten flood insurance benefits 8-10 times when they flood. 8 or 10 times. And they don't mitigate. They don't ever move. They just keep getting flooded out. So what happened was, here recently, because of all the outcry of a new law that passed 2 years ago trying to make the fund self-sufficient, rates took a big, huge leap. And you can imagine, this program loses $25 billion a year. So our congressional delegation went ahead and did a quick fix, if you will. They said, okay, we're going to freeze these rates or see they don't go nearly as high. Well, they said, we're only going to let them go up 18%. Everybody can afford 18%. What they didn't tell everyone is it's 18% a year, plus they put on these fees and various other types of coverage. You got to pay up to $250 a year, new money, just to be in the program. Then your rate's going to go up to 18% a year. Let's assume you got a $200,000 home, or you got $200,000 in flood coverage. That would cost the average person about $2,000 a year. That's a lot. Now, remember, that's on top of your normal insurance. On a $200,000 home, I would say it would probably cost $3,000 a year to cover a home like that along the Gulf Coast, along the East Coast, or the West Coast. So now you're up to $5,000 a year. Well, we suck it up and we handle that, okay? But then the 18% goes on every year. So the first year, your policy goes from $2,000 to about $2,500. Then after 3 years, the same policy goes up to about $3,500. After 5 years, it's close to $6,000. It's only for a $200,000 coverage. This is just for flood. This is not for the normal insurance. This is just for flood. After 10 years, just for flood insurance, if you live on the New York coastline, the California coastline, and you have flood insurance, or the Gulf Coast, you're going to see, just for flood, a premium approaching $11,000 a year. On top of the other money you're paying for the normal insurance on your home, it's going to cost $20,000 to own have insurance a few years down the line. That's ridiculous. It's unaffordable. And it's short-sighted, quite frankly. So these high-fiving politicians tried to get the quick fix. See, that's what they always do. Oh, Lord, just get me through the next election. Let me tell the voters I'm trying to help them and get me over the hump. Let me get elected one more time. That's the short-sighted vision and, quite frankly, one of the major problems facing this country today. We look for the quick fix. We don't think down. Sometimes you got to sacrifice and plan for 30, 40 years down the line, as we've seen the Chinese do so effectively. Those great cathedrals over in Europe, people worked on those cathedrals for a lifetime, never saw the finished product because it took time to build in quality. Maybe you got to put together a 20-year program to make it work. You don't see the immediate benefits to satisfy the initial satisfaction or the demand that we have, the quick fix. You know, pave my road today, do everything today. Politicians want to give that satisfaction and get through the next election. That's what they do in this flood insurance program. And it's just not going to work. You see, because the rest of the country is upset about it. They're saying, well, we have to bail those people out of our tax dollars. It's not fair to us. Well, the other side of the coin is this. If you live in Oklahoma, no, there's not going to be any flooding there. But you got stomped really badly, terribly, with tornadoes here just last year. You came to the federal government to bail you out for that. You listeners out in Banning, California, know the brush fires you've had out there. Terrible brush fires caused a lot of damage. You went to the federal government to bail you out, and I understand that. This mudslide up in Washington, this terrible, terrible tragedy, will cost the federal government billions of dollars to come in, and that's what we do when we have disasters, and that's what a country should do. The message here is that we ought to do a comprehensive national catastrophe program. Catastrophic damage, whether it be flood, hurricanes, tornadoes, brush fires, mudslides, should be under one overall program, and every state would buy in according to its risk. So if you live in a state where there wasn't much risk of any type of damage like this, you'd pay a very small additional fee on your insurance. That would go into a state fund that would also tie into a federal fund. Small percentage. If you lived in a state like where I live down in Louisiana, you'd certainly have to pay more because the dangers of hurricanes, we got a lot of hail damage down here, are much greater. So as a consequence, you pay more. But that's there for the whole country, you see. And it makes sense. It'll make actuarial sense. Because it's not going to cost anybody that much, you see. We pay much less here in Louisiana. You folks up on the East Coast in Atlantic City and New York City will be paying much less. You folks in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, listen to us, or Macomb, Mississippi, you wouldn't pay as much because you're away from the coast and there's not been much incidents of any other real damage to you there, you see. So you wouldn't suffer that same consequences, which means you wouldn't pay as much money. That's the way to solve the problem. By the way, I proposed this when I was an insurance commissioner back in 1995, going back almost 20 years. Legislation got through the Senate, then everybody lost interest in it, never got through the House of Representatives. That would have solved the problem. I hope some far-minded listeners on this program will tell their congressman, hey, get with the program, get this thing fixed. Let's don't play these games as we did with this flood insurance program here last week. Hey, Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. We're going to come back and talk about statins. Do you take statins? Do you need statins as far as taking care of yourself for cholesterol? We'll talk about it here. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? Listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty? This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
And welcome back to our program. I told you early in the hour that we're going to talk a little bit about your cholesterol levels, statins. You know, one in four Americans over the age of 45 take some kind of statin to keep your cholesterol down. I do it. I've done it for a number of years. Yet there are often some side effects, some dangers, and often we just don't know the whole story. The doctor says take them. You see the advertisements for Lipitor and Crestor and so many of these various products. Are they really that safe to take? Let's talk about it a little bit. Dr. Mark Estrin is joining me. He's a Pulitzer winning journalist who has written the book Statins, Miraculous or Misguided. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Mark, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Glad to be here, Jim.
Now, Mark, I take statins, and an awful lot of our listeners do. We've got a lot of young listeners, but by and large, a little older show. I've taken them for years. I've always questioned some of the side effects. Sometimes it seems like it comes and goes. Sometimes I'll get very sore in muscles that shouldn't get sore because I work out a lot and I know my body well, or I get real tired. And in talking to my doctor, he says, well, Jim, you know, it could be the statins. And I've tried different statins, but I've come back to the one I'm using right now. Tell me a little bit. First of all, educate our younger listeners about what statins are and what they're supposed to do. Let's talk about what results are there and how satisfactory or successful those results are. Give us a little background, if you will.
Well, statins are a very powerful class of drugs designed to prevent cardiovascular events, which is simply medical speak for heart attacks and anything related to heart attacks. They are very powerful. They work to not only reduce cholesterol, but also to improve the ratio between HDL, which is good cholesterol, and LDL, which is bad cholesterol. These are not exact descriptions, but they are the way most people talk about them. There are about 25 million people right now in the United States and many more in other countries who currently take statins, and you are one of them, obviously.
Right.
They were designed originally to prevent second heart attacks. They were originally being used for people who had already had a heart attack to prevent it from happening again, and they are extremely effective. They're all the evidence relating to secondary prevention of heart attacks indicates that statins are extremely effective at that, and there's really no question in the medical community that if you've had a heart attack, you should be on statins to prevent another one. The issue comes up with people like yourself for whom they're prescribed as primary prevention. In other words, you've never had a heart attack. We don't want you to have a heart attack. Take statins for the rest of your life, and that should prevent you from having a heart attack. That's the argument that you will generally hear from the statin proponents, and there's a lot of research to back it up. There's also research on the other side, and that's the reason that the book title is Miraculous or Misguided with a question mark, because there's no simple or single answer to this. And this applies for younger listeners as well as older ones. They need to understand this is a direction in which medicine is going. Preventative medicine is becoming increasingly important, and statins are a very, very big part of that for people. Generally, people over age 40, but pretty much everyone is moving toward age 40, no matter what your current age is. So that's worth thinking about, even if you are a younger listener.
Okay, so we see, and I agree with everything you're saying there, and was told that for the secondary heart attack, it's a must. But most doctors in my community seem to feel that the statin is important. If you have high cholesterol, I don't have high. I'm probably initially before I started taking these statins about 200, and it's brought me way down to less than 100. So if those formulas work, then I've lowered my cholesterol in half and got it very dramatically down. But I guess the question is, are there dangers in other words, if it's some, I don't know whether that baby aspirin works, but I take it. And, you know, I don't know if some of those vitamins, a full vitamin works, but I take it. So am I putting myself at risk by being a primary user of statins versus waiting for the heart attack and obviously taking them then? What are the risks or the dangers or your concerns? As you said, there's a lot of questions out there. What are the concerns about being a primary taker of statins?
There's an old joke among doctors that the reason doctors practice medicine is they have to keep at it until they get it right. That's why they practice. And, of course, they practice upon patients. And that is where the issue
right.
There are concerns, including what you're talking about. You're talking about some level of muscle difficulties, muscle problems of some type. There's no question that there are certain side effects associated with statins and some type of muscle discomfort that can become fairly severe is a known side effect. The issue is not whether the side effect exists. The issue is how significant it is versus the benefit of the medication. All medications are prescribed with a risk-benefit ratio, not only for people as a whole. That's called the epidemiological approach, where you look at a general population of people and say, we really need to give this to a lot of people because heart attacks are a very serious issue. But also when it comes to an individual, you have to make a risk-benefit calculation, and your doctor clearly has made a risk-benefit calculation for you that the benefits exceed the risk. what happens is there's constant ongoing research about statins, and there was a very recent report just in the last few weeks from the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, in which authors analyzed data from a wide variety of randomized controlled trials through the very carefully worked out research studies comparing statins to placebo, in other words, to a sugar pill, and they're trying to find out what is the incidence of side effects that people really should be concerned about. Their conclusion was that only a small minority of symptoms reported on statins really were due to the statins themselves. They found almost the same percentage reported on placebo. In other words, if you were being given a sugar pill, what they're saying is, if you were being given a sugar pill, you're just about as likely to report, oh, I'm having muscle pain, as you were when you were given a statin. Now, that's okay from an epidemiological perspective. That's looking at a broad number of people in a large number of studies. But when it comes to you as an individual, and you know you're taking statins, and you know that that's what your doctor has prescribed, clearly you don't want to have muscle pain or any other possible side effect. So that's where the issue becomes the risk-benefit ratio that you and the doctor have to figure out together in terms of the prevention benefit of statins, which is clearly very high for a large number of people, and the potential risk of side effects, which will differ from person to person.
And I hear what you say, and to tell our listeners about my own particular case, I was starting to have some joint and muscle pain that seemed like way beyond. I'm an old guy, you see. I'm not a young guy like you are out there, Mark. I'll be 74 next month. And so, you know, it's tough to get up in the morning. I got aches and pains, and I pop my Advils or whatever down, and I kind of get through my day okay. But so what we did was I got off of the statin altogether for about 3 months. And my cholesterol took a pretty good leap, went from about 110 to 240 because I wasn't taking these statins. But I didn't really find any particular improvement in the discomfort I had muscle-wise, so it hits exactly what you're saying. It's probably arthritis or some other factor. Hey, I want to come back and talk about this some more. I want to tell our listeners we're talking with Mark Esten. He's a Ph.D., Pulitzer-winning journalist, and he's written a great book called Statins, Miraculous or Misguided. You can find that book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Great book there. And by the way, you can find some other interesting things on the website. Again, that's jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Mark, hang on with us. Going to take a little pause. I want our listeners to freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back and make some more common sense about this whole statin issue.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement agreement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, and most of us are as we get a little older, then one thing we consider is taking statins. And we're talking about the pros and cons of taking a statin with Dr. Mark Estrin. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, written a book called Statins, Miraculous or Misguided. And you can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Mark, we were talking a little bit about the downside. Now, I think we all understand that one of the downsides is that people sometimes have joint pain, muscle pain. You can probably deal with that in some way by taking, aspirin or Advil, Aleve, whatever the product is. But are there other side effects that your research has uncovered? Are there things that go beyond just the joint and muscle pain that would really concern someone in taking statins?
Well, there are other side effects, including increased incidence of certain diseases. For example, there's some belief that people taking statins may become more likely to develop type 2 diabetes, just as an example. But a lot of these other side effects are complicated by trying to figure out whether the statin itself is what leads to the increased risk, or if there's another factor within the person who happens to be taking statins, and it's the other factor that leads to the increased risk. That's really the issue here. One of the things it helps to do with statins is to take a look at the latest guidelines that have been released for using the statins and understand how physicians' groups are now looking at statins in the general population. There's always been a divide in terms of whether doctors feel they're very good or they're not as good. two of the most important medical organizations in the United States, the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic, have had somewhat different viewpoints on statins for quite some time. And those are detailed in the book. But basically, people at the Cleveland Clinic have been saying these things are so great, we should probably put them in everybody's water, and then everybody's going to be on statins. And, of course, they're joking, but that's a way of explaining how good they think they are. The Mayo Clinic tends to be more moderate about it and say, well, let's be very careful and deal with each individual's clinical picture before making the decision. But the most recent guidelines on statins, which came out in November of last year from two separate groups of cardiologist experts, would tremendously increase the number of people taking statins. And this speaks to the question of side effects. Right now, there are about 25 million people in the United States and many, many more, many millions or more elsewhere, who take statins. Under the new guidelines, 56 million Americans between the ages of 40 and 75 would be considered good candidates for statins. That's about half of all people over, let's say, age 50. That's a very, very, very large number. And this is the current recommendation from groups of cardiologists who have studied these medications, not only for individuals, but also for large groups of people. Now, there is controversy about this. And the controversy comes exactly from what you're talking about, Jim, in terms of possible side effects. And it also comes from the question of whether or not this would be over-medicating. Do we really want to give powerful medicines like this for the rest of their lives to people who have never experienced a cardiac event and may never experience one in the future? So these are the controversies that are constantly going on and will continue to go on about statins as people try to balance the possible side effects versus the very real issue that heart disease is the number one killer. And that's where you have to come back to with this. Understand that what the disease that statins are designed to make less likely is the most likely disease to kill the largest number of people.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I think most of our more informed listeners, I don't want to put anybody down on this, but most of us who have health concerns kind of know that if your cholesterol level gets up to 300, 350, 400, then you got some problems. If you're a primary user, someone who's never had a heart attack, is there a level of which you should get some concerned? And I'm a big believer in second guessing your doctor and getting second opinions because, as you said, doctors practice medicine and don't always have a consensus on this. I mean, I'm stunned that the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic would be that far apart. If a cholesterol level's around 150, that's, you know, pretty much average, 125, 150, then I would assume someone would not be taking a statin. But is there a level you think from your research that tells you, look, you're at the level where you better start seriously thinking about it and talking to your doctor and making an informed decision? Is that too simplistic, or is there a ballpark level that you ought to show some real concern of a cholesterol level?
There is a ballpark level. The ballpark level for cholesterol is about 240. That's milligrams per deciliter, 240. That's generally considered the ballpark. And in addition, the LDL level of 130 is considered a ballpark area of concern. But what you need to understand is that if the only risk factor you have is high cholesterol, that doesn't mean you go on a statin. It is possible to have high cholesterol above 240 and not need a statin because there are other risk factors. There's a whole list of them, but there would be family history of high cholesterol or cardiovascular disease, a sedentary lifestyle, high blood pressure, generally poor health, if you already have diabetes, if you're overweight, if you smoke, and there are a number of peripheral artery disease, that's a narrowing of the arteries in your neck, arms, or legs. If you have any of these conditions and you also have high cholesterol, you're a very, very good candidate for using statins. If you don't have any of those conditions and you have high cholesterol, you may or may not be a good candidate. And this is why it's always a mistake to allow people to give you general prescriptions. It's important to get an individualized prescription from your doctor who knows you. But these are some of the factors that are important in deciding whether or not to take a step.
All right, now let's get to the bottom line. Mark, how old are you?
I'm 65.
All right, so I'm a little older than you, but so here's the question. Do you or will you take statins to get for your protection? You've raised the pros and the cons, but you've looked at this pretty closely. You know more than any of us that are listening to you right now. Are you on statins, or will you consider taking statins if you reach that cholesterol level?
I am not on statins. As long as we're trading, what are we doing as individuals? You are taking them. I am not. I don't have cholesterol level that is sufficiently high to be considered as somebody who ought to be taking statins. If my cholesterol level were to be at that level, I would certainly consider taking them. I am fortunate enough not to have a family history of cardiovascular disease or any of these other risk factors that it's important to look at. Nevertheless, because they are so effective in doing what they're designed to do, if I do find, between my age currently and your age, if I were to find that my cholesterol level had crept up and that my LDL level was at that height, I would definitely consider them. Whether or not I would actually take them would depend on a variety of other factors in terms of my general health at that time. And that's the way all the listeners should also think about it. Don't simply say, I'm X years old, I need statins, or my cholesterol is X, I need statins. It's not that simple. There are guidelines, but there is no absolute way of saying, if this is true, you must do this. It's just not so.
Okay, you summed up pretty well there, Mark. Like I say, as you say, each listener has to make their own informed decision, talk to their doctor. But the bottom line is, do a little research on this stuff. And one of the best ways to do the research is to read Mark Estrin's book. It's called Statins, Miraculous or Misguided. Easiest way to find it is just to go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Mark, have a nice weekend. Thanks for the information, and good luck to you. Hopefully we'll have the chance to talk again sometime in the future.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Take care. Interesting guy. Mark's there to talk about the taking care of yourself and these statins. And the bottom line is, you know, you just can't sit back and say, well, I'll go to the doctor for my yearly checkup and let him tell me what to do. You got to do some research. You got to make your own decision. Everybody's individual. My father had a heart attack, a person about 74, I think because he's very sedentary. Wasn't that active. But it's still kind of a wake-up call for me. So as a consequence, I made the decision to take the statins. We've all got to make our individual decision. Check out the book and check out my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Have some fun with my new columns, some jokes, and you'll enjoy yourselves there. Top of the news, we're going to come right back and talk about some Christian literature on the Jim Brown Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.